Now, have you ever wanted to feel happier, less lonely, more connected to the place you live? Our next guest says the answer may be talking to strangers. He says that in a world of polarization and rising rates of loneliness, connections with strangers could be the missing piece. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you start up conversations with strangers? If so, in what settings? What do you talk about? If not, has a stranger talked to you? How do you feel when that happens? Do you have questions about how to break the ice with somebody you don't know anything about? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Joe Cohane is a writer and editor working with publications including Medium, Esquire, and Wired. His new book is called The Power of Strangers, The Benefits of Connecting in a Suspicious World. Joe, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Thanks so much for having me on.
Were you a natural talker to strangers before you set out on what led to this book, or were you more like me and a little more shy about it?
I was definitely raised by people who talk to strangers all the time. I grew up in Boston, so I got to see my parents kind of chatting up everyone everywhere they went. And even more important, I saw them make friends like throughout their entire lives. So I was definitely raised in the sort of environment where that was normal. And Boston tends to be like a pretty garrulous place. But for me, I kind of fell in the middle. I've been working as a journalist for 20 years, which means I talk to strangers all the time. But I found at a certain point a few years ago that I had kind of stopped doing it out in the wild in coffee shops and bars, things like that. And I kind of wondered why that had happened. And that was the beginning of the book.
We are often suspicious of strangers. You even referenced that, the subtitle to your book. We've had stranger danger and worries about, you know, what does that person want? Are they going to try to sell me something? Whatever. Why are we so reluctant to talk to people?
Yeah, it's a complicated answer. I mean, certainly, first of all, for people of my generation, you were raised with the stranger danger propaganda, which literally meant police officers like coming into your school and telling you that everyone you don't know in the world poses a mortal threat to you, which, as it turns out, is not the healthiest thing to tell a child. But there are other things, too. You know, I think humans are naturally wary of strangers. That's always been the case. That's unavoidable. But then there are all sorts of impediments that keep people from having these interactions. And those can be varied. They can range from fear of rejection to concerns that they won't have anything to talk about to concerns that this just simply isn't a thing that's done.
You reference, there's a long history and prehistory of a value of talking to strangers. You look at ancient Greece and the values found in the Odyssey, where if you're mean to strangers, you'll end up dying. Christianity, Islam, the list goes on and on. There's so many injunctions in the world saying, you got to take care of strangers. Why has that been such a fundamental part of humanity?
It's just, you know, we kind of have a dial. Some philosophers have argued that we have a moral dial. And under certain circumstances, we can be really xenophobic and really dehumanizing and really violent. And in other circumstances, we can be extraordinarily cooperative and communicative and open to interacting with people we don't know. So under the right circumstances, we're amazingly good at living with strangers and talking to strangers and cooperating with strangers, especially in the context of the natural world. You know, I'm a journalist, so I tend to be skeptical, kind of verging on cynical, obviously. But I came away from this project being much more optimistic because you realize, you know, the more pessimistic knock against humanity is that we are by nature xenophobic, right? That we are afraid of strangers, that we are hostile. But civilization doesn't happen if that's our default mode. You know, if that's our default, we're fighting in small bands forever, for a million years. Instead, because we have this capacity that you don't see in other primates, you don't see anywhere else, to live with strangers and work with strangers and cooperate with strangers, that allowed cities to happen. That allowed communities, bigger communities to happen, nations to happen, all these things. It's a phenomenally powerful gift that we have to do this, but we don't give ourselves enough credit for it.
In the book, you go from that big picture, broad stroke of human civilization and evolution to individuals in 2021. What do I get out of talking to strangers in this day and age?
Yeah, it's a funny thing because it is like it's been universal. It's been a very common thing for tens of thousands of years for humans to live among strangers. And yet it's only recently that psychologists started studying what happens. And that's twofold. You know, what keeps us from having these interactions, but what happens when we do have them? And on the latter point, what's been really interesting, and this has been a pretty universal finding across different cultures, different countries, you know, men, women, different people of different ages, is that when people have interactions with strangers, when they talk to strangers, and it can be fleeting, it can be more meaningful, longer, whatever the interaction, they report coming back feeling happier, feeling more connected to their communities, feeling an enhanced sense of belonging, which is really important at a time like ours where people feel sort of estranged from the culture, from the people around them. They feel less lonely, which is really important. They feel more optimistic about humanity because, you know, there's a kind of quirk of human wiring that when we have one positive interaction, we tend to generalize that. So, you know, when you come out of a childhood like mine where you're just like conditioned to fear strangers and you have a positive interaction with one, you're like, okay, well, that's reassuring. Like, I don't have to worry about that person like throwing me in a van and taking me away. You know what I mean? And so the more you do it, the more that generalizes and the more positive you start to feel about the people around you. And from, you know, I've always been kind of skeptical. I'm not the type of person who would naturally conclude this, but I came away from this project feeling way better about people, even in a fairly, you know, tumultuous time.
We're talking to Joe Cohane about his new book, The Power of Strangers, The Benefits of Connecting in a Suspicious World. You could join in if you like to talk to strangers or don't like it. Let us know. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Joe, before we get to our callers, you spend a lot of your time researching this book, going to people who have taught people how to talk to strangers, who have really embraced the idea of bridging this gap. You went to London, of all places, where stereotypically people don't talk to strangers, where there were classes. What did you learn about how to take that first step and talk to that stranger?
Yeah, if you felt like me, which was, I felt like I was out of shape. You know, the reasons why I had stopped talking to strangers for the most part had to do with just reliance on my phone, which I think is pretty universal at this point. And also that I was tired. I had a demanding job and I had a young kid and I was exhausted. So I wasn't hanging around. I didn't have the bandwidth. The really reassuring thing to me is that you can pretty easily build yourself back up socially. The project for me was I wanted to start from zero, almost like couch potato to marathoner, right? And I wanted to understand every step of the way as you go. So in the book, I lay out like, you know, it's like a circuit training for becoming a social creature again after like, you know, years in the hole of technology and COVID after that. And it starts very simple. It starts with, you know, resolving to make eye contact and say good morning to people. It has to do with when you ask someone how they are, actually mean it, actually be inquisitive about them, about their answer. And when they ask you how you are, you know, you can give them a real answer. You don't want to complain for a half an hour, but like you can be honest and they'll respond to that. And you know, I found it came naturally eventually. It was much easier than I thought. And the research backs this up that while people are very pessimistic in some places, I think, you know, it depends on the culture and the region. People are very pessimistic about this, but when they actually do go out to seek out these interactions, they find it goes much better than they had anticipated. And for some people, it becomes a habit.
Well, we've got a lot of people who want to talk to us about talking to strangers. Let's hear from them. And let's start with Eugene in Viola. Hi, Eugene.
Well, good afternoon. During the summer months, I'm a vendor at Civil War. I was a vendor at Civil War. I still am some. I'm a vendor at Civil War and special events. I run a shoeshine stand. And I never let the public go by me, pretty much. I engage them. I may just say hi. I wonder how the apple trees are getting along in the Antarctic this year. I get a smile out of them. Pretty soon you get a conversation going. But you don't let the public go by you. You engage them. And I see a few vendors that do that. They stand there and they don't engage the public. You just say a pleasant hi. Sometimes they'll just move on and that'll be it. And sometimes they won't. But you never know what you'll learn. Pretty much.
Eugene, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm lucky enough to have had the chance to chat with you in person a time or two over the years. Joe, Eugene says you never know what you're going to learn when you talk to a person. You share a lot of that in the book.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about it. You know, if you go into a conversation with an agenda and with like things that you want to talk about, you'll never get anything interesting or surprising. But if you go into a conversation being kind of open about the person and curious about the person, then in my experience, we talked to, you know, so many people for this book, they will unfailingly surprise you. You never know where it's going to go. And it becomes like, you know, for me, it became a form of travel. It was like an adventure.
Eugene, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's go now to Michael in Appleton. Michael, hi.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. Funny story. I actually called in for the previous guest and just hung around because I had things to say about this one, too. So I make a habit of talking to strangers. And much like the guest was saying about growing up watching his parents talk to strangers in Boston. You know, when I was a kid, we would go on trips during the summer, a lot of times to national parks. And a lot of national parks have programs where they will bring in student workers from countries all over the world. And so, and especially my dad would make a habit of talking to as many of these, you know, kids as he could. He always found it interesting. And now I'm, you know, in my early 30s, and I live in Appleton near downtown, and people will walk past my house all the time. And I'll talk to people from my porch, you know, just kind of talk to people if I run into them somewhere. And I always try to, you know, if someone seems interesting or they're wearing a shirt that I think is cool or just something, you know, I find something to sort of break that ice and get into a conversation. And you know, you can learn some really interesting things about people, like
awesome.
The guest was saying.
Michael, thanks a lot for telling us your story. And Joe, Michael brings up an interesting point, that opening statement, an opening thing to bring up to talk to someone who you don't know much about except for what you see.
Yeah, he raises a great point. You know, paradoxically, the key to talking to strangers, I found, has nothing to do with talking. It has everything to do with noticing and then listening. Noticing maybe something that the other person is doing, or noticing something that you're both experiencing at the same time, remarking on it, and then just hanging back and letting them talk. And, you know, to my previous point, just letting them surprise you with their story.
Thanks a lot for the call. We're talking to Joe Cohane about his new book. It's called The Power of Strangers, The Benefits of Connecting in a Suspicious World. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think we'd be better off if we all talk to each other a little more? Do you talk to strangers, whether it's your postal delivery person or someone in the checkout line? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our talk now with Joe Cohane. His new book is called Power of Strangers, The Benefits of Connecting in a Suspicious World. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Steve joins us next in Winona. Steve, hi.
Hey, I'm across the river from you, but I can pick you up loud and clear.
Excellent.
I wanted to say that about 30 years ago, a little over 30 years ago, my life changed. And prior to that, I was the guy, don't stay away from me, don't talk to me, just leave me alone. Whether it was depression or whatever, it doesn't make a difference. That's no way to go through life. And I got connected with this group of people that helped me get rid of a vice. And they talked a lot. And they talked to everybody. And I learned it's okay to talk to people. And it's interesting because today, I mean, I value my quiet times, and I like walking around a crowd of people and not talking to people too. But for the most part, when I came into Minnesota a couple of weeks ago, I stopped at a rest area, and here was a group of, there was just a big family, huge family, and they were trying to take pictures of themselves against the Mississippi River. And naturally, one person's taking pictures. Now they switch, and then the next person takes pictures of everybody, and then they switch. And I came over and I said, hey, would you like me to take a picture of all of you? And they were so excited. I took a couple pictures with their phone, and then they went back to talking. And then I looked up, and there was an eagle flying. And I said, look up, there's a bald eagle above us. And they were like, oh, they were just so amazed to see that.
Excellent.
But you know what, if you don't, and it really wasn't much conversation, but it helped them to have a better day. And I'll tell you what, somebody told me a long time ago, they said, when you shine the spotlight on somebody else, you can't help but splash some of that back on yourself.
Steve, I love it. Thanks so much for sharing your conversion experience there to talking to strangers. And yeah, it doesn't have to necessarily, Joe, be a huge, long-running interaction. Like, even the little things like that can be a big deal, right?
Yeah, you definitely get a little buzz out of it. It's funny, my wife is like the queen of taking pictures of people for them. And that definitely influenced me. And then I ended up, you know, to Steve's point, what he did was he helped them, but he also represented his state, his area for these people who are visiting. And they're going to come away and they're going to say, those people are great because of Steve, because of one guy, because we generalize our experiences in a lot of ways. And over the process of doing this book, I started doing a lot more of that, like, being more deliberately helpful to tourists, being more deliberately helpful to people. And I did like the fact that I knew that they were going to come away from this feeling better about the city where I live. I live in New York. They would go home and they would say, people are so nice there. You know, it would be because like I took their picture. It doesn't take that much to make somebody's day better.
Thanks a lot for sharing that with us, Steve, at 800-642-1234. Talking to Joe Cohen about his new book, The Power of Strangers, The Benefits of Connecting in a Suspicious World. Let's go now to Rita calling from Franklin. Rita, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say my millennial offspring shake their heads, and one of them turns away. But, hey, I've done it all my life. It has always benefited me. And maybe
the others. Rita, thanks for the call. So Rita talks to strangers. Her kids are embarrassed by it. Joe, I don't know. Do you have advice for parents on how to bring their kids on board with politely talking to strangers?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just have to keep doing it and show them that it works. You know, but she raised an interesting point, which is there is a generational divide. For my parents' generation, it was much more normal to do this. And for younger people, specifically like 18 to 22, like much younger, they're so accustomed to doing all their communication on phones, on digital platforms, that their social skills have sort of eroded. So they might be embarrassed about their parent, but they also greet the prospect of just like chatting someone up, just interacting with someone in public with a sort of horror because they don't feel they know how to do it. So a really good lesson to impart to younger people is it's much easier than you think. You know, this is like an intrinsic capacity that we have. You just have to sharpen it a little bit. You have to work those muscles a little bit. And when you do it a few times, you know, most people will find that it's a pretty positive experience.
Thanks for the call, Rita. We'll go to Dave now in Appleton. Dave, hi.
Hi. Thank you. I love the title of your book. I engage people in conversations, and I take pictures of strangers with my phone. I will talk to them a little bit, and then I'll say, you know what I do just for fun is I take pictures of strangers. Would you allow me to take your picture?
Okay.
90% of the time, they'll say yes.
Awesome. And does that help strike up conversations, those people who are willing to have their picture taken?
Oh, it sure does, because it's often not the lead-in, but it's a culmination after a conversation. Can I also take your picture?
Interesting.
And then I'll ask some things like, what's your source of joy? And that leads into some interesting discussions as well.
Interesting, Dave. Thanks a lot. I'm glad, Joe, that he asked for permission to take pictures. I don't know that that would be a good icebreaker otherwise.
Yeah, there's an interesting point to be made here, too, which is, you know, because we tend to be wary of strangers, you do need to connect first, right? You have to kind of make people a little more comfortable, make them, you know, to kind of alleviate any suspicion they might have about what your intentions are. And so really just talking to them and coming across as like a good person to talk to, that might make them more open to something like a photo. Whereas if I just walked up to someone and I was like, can I take your picture? They would think that I was nuts. Like I haven't primed it properly. I haven't forged the relationship that would allow them to feel comfortable with me taking their picture.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Time for one more caller. Sue in South Range is with us now. Sue, hi.
Hi there.
What do you want to tell us about?
Well, I wanted to tell you about an experience I had on a little island hop from Hawaii to Maui. My husband and I were sitting there talking about the car we were going to rent when we got on Maui, and we were going to drive around the island. And the fellow next to me said, oh, he said, by the way, if you do that, be sure to go counterclockwise around the island. That way you'll always be on the mountain side. You won't be on the side of the road that has the cliffs. The whole trip was so much more comfortable just because we talked to strangers.
I'm sorry, it sounds a little like you're on a plane right now, but she talked to someone and got valuable advice for her travels on it, Joe. It could pay off pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you don't know what you don't know. So talking to people can introduce you to things that you never even considered before.
Well, Joe, 1 minute or so left. Leave us with a pep talk, maybe a bit of advice to find an opportunity to have a quick conversation with a stranger.
Yeah. So the best technique that I found came from a woman named Georgie Nightingale, who taught the class you mentioned in London, which I took for 4 days. And it involves what she calls breaking the script. So, it's called a preframe. I get confused. It's called a preframe. So when you're in a situation where you want to talk to someone, but it might not be the norm to do it, it might not be a social norm, you need to reassure them that you're not a threat and you're not crazy and you're not dangerous and you're not a creep. And the way to do that is to acknowledge that you know you're breaking the norm. So instead of me leaning over to someone on the subway here in New York and just like starting to talk to them, which they're going to be kind of suspicious of, I lean over and say, look, I know we're not supposed to talk to people on the subway, but I really like your glasses. You know, I'm in the market for a pair of glasses myself. Would you mind telling me where you got them from? And that little technique, just saying, just acknowledging that you're doing something that's outside of the norm, is tremendously reassuring to people. And it's a really good way to start a conversation. And it's also sort of audacious, and it's sort of charming, and it's sort of funny. And I did it a lot, and it worked phenomenally well. It's a really easy and effective way to do it.
Fantastic advice, Joe. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. It was a real pleasure.
Joe Cohane is a writer and editor. His new book is called The Power of Strangers: The Benefits of Connecting in a Suspicious World. There's still time for you to share your story about talking to strangers. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know if you like to do it, don't like to do it, if you have some advice on how to get the ball rolling. Again, that's the Ideas Network Facebook page.